没有时间预演的，但是就是我们会今天海地 team 他们会先有个那个他们video 的见证。
Okay, this morning, we will have a testimony meeting by the Haiti team.
然后待会我的第一个 video 完了以后，我们会有两位弟兄在做见证。
After the first video presentation, two brothers will give testimonies.
是活生生的见证。
On their testimony, live testimonies.
然后再又是个 video。
Then it will be recorded, testimonies.
然后有人会上来做总结。
And someone will come to give a conclusion.
OK，下面那个 video，如果准备好了的话。
Ready?
Lord God, you know the faithfulness of this team, you know the hard work, you know dedication, you know their hearts, Lord. You know that you called them, you created them, you are sending them, Lord God. We pray for your blessing upon this team. Watch over their health, Lord God. Watch over their spirits. Watch over their emotions. Lord, we pray that your love and unity will reign in this team and that this team will grow stronger as a team, grow stronger in their individual faith, grow stronger as a family and a church, and closer to Christ's likeness. Amen. We pray that you will receive all the glory for this trip. We thank you for the finances. We thank you for the donations. We thank you that this is a whole SVCA mission, Lord God. Lord, our whole church supports, our whole church is really going in prayers and in many ways, Lord God. We thank you for this chance. We pray that you care for this group, you love this group, and you bring them back better than they left on the plane tonight.
Amen.
We pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I really want to thank God for the opportunity that me and the team had and going to this beautiful country that you just saw.
我非常感恩神能够带领我们的团队到这个美丽的国家。
And I just want to share an experience that I had in Haiti that you may have heard of from talking to us already.
我就是想今天早上跟大家分享一下我的经历，可能你们到现在还没有听说到。
So as you saw, we had the food distribution, where we passed out food to some villages around the area that we stayed at.
你们刚刚可能看见，我们就到附近的村庄分发食物。
So on Monday, we got together at the school and we packed bags of rice and fish and oil.
所以在礼拜一的时候呢，我们就在学校里集合，我们就把一些米、油还有鱼放在一起。
So we put these into large sacks, and then on the next day, on Tuesday, we loaded on a truck, and we took it with us to the different villages.
所以在礼拜一，我们就把这些食物分别放在小包包里面。礼拜二的时候，我们就到村庄里去分发食物。
So on the way there on Tuesday, A few bags of rice fell out of the truck on accident, and it spilled all over the road.
所以在礼拜二的时候呢，有几包的食物呢，从卡车上掉下来，就洒得满地。
At first, we were very disappointed that it fell, but it didn't seem to have any effect.
刚开始呢，我们觉得很失望，米掉了，洒了，但是我们也没有多想。
But as we got to the second village, when we arrived, we saw there were a lot of people there.
但是当我们到第二个村庄的时候，我们就看见很多的人等在那里。
And we only had limited food on our truck.
而在我们的卡车上呢，我们的食物非常有限。
And as we got off the truck, Sister Barry, who was one of the people with us, she said that we might not have enough people to feed everyone.Might not have enough food to feed everyone.
所以当我们到第二个村庄的时候 ，Barry 姐妹呢，就是刚刚我们在 video 上面看到的姐妹，她就说我们可能没有足够的食物给每一位。
And so we unloaded the truck and we started passing out bags of rice and bags of fish.
所以当我们我然后我们就把食物从卡车上搬下来，我们就开始分发。
And so I was the one that was taking out the fish and putting onto the table so other people can pass out.
那我的工作呢，就是把鱼从这个袋子里面拿出来，那让别人可以分发。
And when I got to the end of the bag of the sack, I saw that there were still a lot of people that were didn't receive food yet.
但是当我呢在那边拿鱼，差不多都已经袋子要空的时候，我看见还有许多的人等在那里。
And all we had left were some bags of rice to pass out.
当时呢，我们所剩下的呢，就是有几包的米而已。
And all of a sudden, the rice that fell off the truck became very precious.
就在这时候，我们就想起来那些掉在洒在地上的米是多么的珍贵。
And we didn't want to turn anybody away from receiving food.
当时呢，我们并不想让任何的人空手而回。
But as we handed out each bag, the last person received the last bag of rice that we had.
所以当我们就继续分发的时候，最后一个人他们接到的最后一包米。
And we praise God because He is so abundant and He was able to care for each person and allow us to have enough to pass out to each person.
所以我们非常的感恩，就是神是这么丰富的神，他让每一位都可以能够得到米。
And as a team, we're very moved, and we got together and we shed tears and we praise God for His provision.
当时呢，我们整个团队就非常的感动，我们眼泪都掉出来了，因为每一个人都拿到了米，最后一个人拿到最后一包，所以我们就在那里感恩，感谢神。
And this is an experience that touched me a lot.
这个经验呢，非常感动我的心。
But as we continue throughout the trip,
当我们继续我们的短宣，
I found out that as we say Jesus loves you to a lot of the Haitians,
当时呢，我就发现，当我们在对很多海地人说耶稣爱你的时候，
a lot of them would smile and nod or say Jesus loves you back, but there's no real conviction that Jesus loves them.
有些人呢，他们会对我们微笑，而且说耶稣也爱你，但是我不觉得他们的心真正的被神的爱摸着。
When we were sharing at the school with the kids, they didn't really understand what the gospel was.
当时我们在学校里跟许多的小孩子们分享福音，但是他们并不真正的明白福音是什么。
And this reminds me in John chapter 6 when Jesus feeds the 5,000.
这就让我想到在约翰福音第六章那里耶稣喂饱了五千人。
People started following Jesus not because of the life that he had to offer, but because they wanted more physical food.
人们开始跟随耶稣并不是因为耶稣的爱，而是因为耶稣可以给他们食物吃。
And it might be hard for us to imagine, but for a Haitian, when you're living day to day, not eating every meal.
对我们来说，可能我们很难想象，但是对海地人来说，他们并不是每一天都可以吃三餐。
So when they hear that Jesus is the bread of life and people who come to him will never go hungry again.
所以当他们听说耶稣是生命的粮，跟随他的永远不会再饥饿。
Maybe that makes no sense to them.
对他们来说Does it make sense?
Yeah.
对他们来说，他们并不能够真正的明白他的意思。
Because they're struggling to eat the next meal.
对他们来说，这好像不真实，因为他们每一天都在为他们的三餐忧虑。
But as we come back from Haiti, I know that our team will keep this country in our prayers.
但是当我们回来的时候，我们知道我们海地的宣教团队，我们会继续为这个国家祷告。
Because our heart breaks for them.
因为我们的心为他们而伤痛。
But just like how God was faithful in His provision when we were passing out the food.
但是就好像神当我们在分发食物的时候，他显出他的信实。
I know that the seeds that we've sown there, He will be faithful as well.
所以我们相信我们在那里所种下福音的种子，神也会信实的让它结果。
And on the last day, we were able to preach the gospel to some of the kids.
所以在最后一天的时候，我们有机会跟有些小孩子分享福音。
And some of the kids actually never heard the gospel before, and they raised their hand to receive Christ.
有些小孩他们从来没有听过福音，他们举手愿意接受耶稣做他们的救主。
So I hope that God will continue to be faithful, and if He allows that we will be able to go back again.
我相信神会继续用信实来带领他们，也希望有机会我们可以再回到那里。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早。
My name is Eric.
我的名字叫 Eric.
I'd like to thank Sam for putting together the video. It was a lot of work.
我要感谢 Sam, 他做了这个 video, 花了很多的功夫和时间。
And Josh for his testimony.
也谢谢 Josh 他的见证。
But before I begin, I'd like to lead us in some prayer.
在我开始之前，我想带大家做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we praise your name.
亲爱的天父，我们赞美你的名。
We fix our eyes once again upon the cross.
再一次，我们把我们的眼目注目在十架上。
And the blood that was shed for our sins.
还有在十字架上为我们的罪所流出的宝血。
We give you praise that you are God who saves.
我们赞美你，因为你是那位拯救的神。
And we give this time in your hands.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
May the words of our mouths and the meditations of all our hearts
愿我们心里的意念口里的言语
be pleasing to you, my God.
都蒙你悦纳。Amen.
So I wanted to share with you all the gospel in the light of suffering in Haiti.
我想跟大家分享一下就是福音还有在海地的人他们的受苦。
So it was clear right as we stepped off the plane that this was not America.
当我们一下飞机就非常的明显，我们知道这里不是美国。
And it was a very, very far representation of Eden as well.
Very Eden. Oh, 而且呢，这也跟我们所想象的伊甸园差得非常非常远。
That we saw poverty beyond poverty.
我们看见的就是贫穷还有贫穷
brokenness beyond brokenness
就是一切的破碎还有破碎
and iniquity beyond iniquity
还有各样的不法和不义
so in the light of this we wanted to come with the gospel
而在这么多的这样子的环境底下我们希望把福音带来
although we were there to supply their physical needs
虽然我们在那里，我们好像是供应他们一些身体上的需要。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
但是人不能干靠食物而活着。
But by every word from the mouth of God.
而是要靠神口中所出的一切话而活着。
So our mission was to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
所以我们真正的使命呢，是要不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And this was not an easy task.
这对我们来说不是一件容易的事
Especially in a country that knows no God
尤其是在一个国家他们不认识神
Filled with idols
而且他们的国家充满了偶像
Borderline demonic worship
而且几乎就是在敬拜那个鬼魔
But God is a God of power and a God who saves
但是神是充满能力的神而且他愿意拯救
That nothing can stop his will
没有一件事情能够拦阻他的旨意
Just like nothing could stop the resurrection
就像没有一件事情可以拦阻他的复活一样
That the gates of hell were ripped open and the Son of Man ascended to the right hand of the Father
就没有一件事情能够拦阻他的复活使这个阴间的门 不打开让他能够升上高天
So our mission trip was not a walk in the park
所以我们的短宣这个旅程呢，并不是好像我们就在公园玩一下而已。
By Wednesday, it was clear that we were not getting our job done.
到礼拜三的时候，我们就非常的清楚，我们没有办法完成我们的使命。
We were trying to give messages and lead them in games, but they were disobedient.
我们想要跟他们传讲一些信息，我们想带他玩游戏，但是这些孩子非常的不顺服。
They wouldn't listen to us.
他们不听我们的话。
When Yu Susu was leading prayer, they would continue to talk.
当Yu Susu他在带领我们祷告的时候，孩子们都在讲话。
And we were discouraged.
我们就非常的失望。
I remember on Thursday night we all met for prayer on the roof.
所以我记得当礼拜四晚上的时候，我们就到了屋顶上在祷告。
And I looked up to the stars and I said, God, where are you?
我记得我仰望，我抬头看天上的星星，就问神啊，你在哪里？
Is it not in your will to save these people?
难道这不是你的旨意要来拯救这些人吗？
Where is your power?
那你的能力在哪里？
But you see, the beauty of the gospel is that God works through brokenness and suffering.
但是这个福音的美呢，就是神借着人的受苦还人的破碎来完成的。
That God being all powerful could shower down manna and quail from the heavens.
神是大有能力的神，他可以从天上降下玛拿，可以降下鹌鹑。
But instead he came in the form of the flesh and fed 5,000 people as a man.
但是他却以人的形象来到这世界上来喂饱了五千个人。
This is humility.
这就是神的谦卑。
This is God's heart.
这也是神的心。
So in the same way, we knew we were not to lose faith on Wednesday.
所以我们就同样的呢，我们也知道我们不应该失去我们的信心。
That is, as the Lord said to Sarah, is anything too hard for the Lord?
就好像耶和华对撒拉说，在耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
Will she not conceive a son?
难道她不会生一个儿子吗？
But Abraham grew strong in his faith.
但是亚伯拉罕因着信心而他的信心就越发刚强。
Knowing God was fully capable to do what he had promised.
相信他满心的相信神能够做成他所应许的。
And in the same way we rested in God's promise.
所以同样的呢，我们就在神的应许上安息。
And we waited upon him.
我们就在神面前安静等候他。
Expectingly.
而且我们满心的等候他。
Knowing that he is a God who delivers.
而且知道神是那信实的神，他会做事。
And on Friday, like any good story.
就好像任何一个很好的故事一样，在礼拜五的时候。
God was exalted.
神就被高举。
God was praised.
神被赞美。
The cross was preached.
而且我们可以传讲十字架的道。
We didn't give up.
我们没有放弃。
We rested in his promise.
我们在他的信实上，我们在他的应许上安息。
We hoped in his word.
我们也对他的话语充满信相信和盼望。
And I know in America today that we're not in Haiti.
我们知道现在我们在美国不在海地。
But you all are dealing with your own problems too.
但是我们每一个人都有我们的问题要面对。
And how do I know that? Because it's biblical.
我怎么知道呢？因为圣经这么说的。
No servant is above his master.
因为没有一个仆人可以大过他们的主人。
And just as Jesus bore his cross to Jerusalem.
就好像耶稣背着他的十字架到耶路撒冷。
So too must you bear your cross.
所以呢，你们也要背上背起你们的十字架。
But God is a God who loves.
但是神是爱的神。
He will sustain you.
他会保守你。
He who began a good work will see it through to completion to the end.
那在你们心里动了善功的，必要成全这功，直到末了。
That you will walk through fire and not be burned.
你会经过火而不被烧着。
That you will walk through waters and they will not overtake you.
你会经过水，但是不会被淹没。
That is his promise.
这是神的应许。
That he will take us from glory to glory.
他会带领我们从荣耀到荣耀。
And it's not an easy path in a walk in a park.
但是这个旅程呢，并不会很简单，好像在公园散步一样。
It's glory, then suffering.Then more glory.
就好像他是先开始有荣耀，然后受苦，然后更多的荣耀。
Let's take Christ's example.
就好像耶稣自己做的榜样。
I'll conclude by reading Philippians 2.
末了，我要读腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2, verses 5 to 11.
腓立比书第二章五到十一节。
This is the reading of God's word.
这是神的话。
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But he emptied himself by taking the form of a servant.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
Being born in the likeness of men.
成为人的样式。
And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
So that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Thank you. I'd like to lift one more prayer up for everyone.
谢谢你啊。我想要在结束之前再带大家做一个祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray for your Spirit.
亲爱的天父，我们求你的圣灵。
We pray that you would fill us up once again.
我们求你的圣灵再一次的来充满我们。
We know that it is a kindness that leads us to repentance.
主啊，我们知道是因着你的怜悯，使带领我们有悔改的心。
Take us back to the cross.
再把我们带回到你的十字架。
Where he who knew no sin became sin.
在那里，那个无罪的成为罪。
And bore our death upon a tree.
为着我们的罪，死在十字架上。
Humble us once again, Lord.
主啊，再一次的谦卑我们。
Take us once again to our first love.
让我们再带我们回到那起初的爱。
And let us have the abundance of life in you.
让我们在你里面找到那丰盛的生命
and the fullness of joy in you.
在你里面有那个满足的喜乐
May this church be a place where your name is proclaimed.
但愿这个教会在这个教会你的名被高举
Where everyone is a light bearer in your name.
在这里呢每一个人都是为着你的名而发光的
We lift your name up once again.
让我们再一次的来高举你的名
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.但是至少是第一次我们中间没有一个人懂得当地的语言所以对我们是一个非常大的挑战对教会的宣教工作也是一个一个试验也是一个在寻求主下一步怎么带领我们那第二件我特别感恩的事情是我们在这边这么多天神也实在是非常清楚的与我们同在祝福了我们各式各样的服事不管是在传递食物在教导孩子在各方面我们都很深地经历到主的同在和祝福那第三件事情我要特别感恩的是为了我们这个团队每一个弟兄姊妹都尽全力地在这里侍奉神因为我们在这里碰到了许多的挑战最大的当然是语言的障碍另外还有许多像当地学校跟我们的配合不够他们的生活的方式处理事情的这个方法那很多都是需要我们调整的那环境的适应气候的适应卫生环境还有周围动荡不安好几次甚至半夜四点多门口就有人游行还有今天早上要离开之前也听到有我们中间 staff 的晚辈昨天晚上在外面示威的时候就被杀了所以很多这些动荡的消息很多的考验还有孩子们因为语言不懂所以不太能够进入 但是同工们都非常的认真，我们每天早晨一起晨更，碰到困难我们一起祷告，碰到听到有人被枪杀了，大家彼此的扶持跟勉励，我相信这对我们团员每一个人来说都是一个非常好的学习。感谢神，也非常谢谢弟兄姊妹们在祷告中的扶持，也谢谢弟兄姊妹在整个宣教经费上大家的奉献，大家的负担。那我们也要为着教会祷告，希望主借着这个能够不仅仅为我们得到更多爱主的下一代，也能够让教会服事的度量，我们的眼光能够更被神扩大，不是光只为着我们，是为着这个时代，也是为着神的国度。感谢神，愿一切荣耀归给神。
I've been in mission trips for so many times in different places, and I have to admit that it is, there are spiritual battles in every mission trip. It has been 8 days. It is an 8 days mission trip. So many things that happen, and I'm so grateful that we have this firsthand experience to know his faithfulness in a deeper level, and to have faith that he listened to our prayers. Yeah, praise the Lord. He's an awesome God. He's the God performing miracles in every situation. Praise the Lord.
Coming here to Haiti and being in an environment that you're not used to, that really becomes like more true to your life, you know? What I learned here is basically logistics and planning and all that can only take you so far, you know. The rest is always going to be up to God. And something I want to take home with me is probably, just living out a more faithful life and, you know, just not holding back because I think it's not possible, like scientifically not possible or whatever, but just to have faith and know that God will show up. Thank you.
It was so refreshing to see the joy that people had here, regardless of any circumstance. I was expecting to come here and see just sorrow and sadness and all those different things, but I think I was so refreshed by seeing the joy and the spirit of the people that we've met and encountered, or the people that we gave food to, and what they used with what little that they had. And for example, I remember on our second food distribution time, I encountered three little girls, and they were playing with something, and so I started playing with them, and I noticed that they had used a little ice pack, and they drained it with water, out of water, and they filled dirt with it and tied it with a floss, and they were just playing around and throwing around and laughing and having a good old time. So it just really taught me, to be thankful and how to have joy under any circumstance. So.
Yeah, this is my first time for mission trip. In the 1 week, I think I learned a lot. Lots of things I never been experienced before. And especially in a situation out of control and we don't know what to do. Besides, what we only can do is a prayer. And God showed us how faithful he is. And I was kind of like afraid in the beginning, but then I learned how to come out of my comfort room and how to talk to the kids with their local language, which is I think I never able to do it before. I thank God for that. And also I learned a lot from all the team member, Pastor Yu, and I really thankful for all the team member, their support, and we work together as team.
我这次去海地短宣，主要的目的有两个，一方面是照看团队的身体的健康，另外一方面是要参与医院当地医院的医疗服事。那感谢主，我们的团队基本上身体方面没什么问题。有一些被蚊子咬到没有发病，没有发生疟疾，因为我们去前都吃了预防的药。至于在医疗方面的服事，我发现我能帮的也很少，因为他们这里的 主要的服务服侍的对象是妇幼方面的一些内科的疾病，导致我觉得将来若有可能有机会的话，可以帮他们添置一些基本仪器，比如说超声波的，对他们很有帮助。那么在属灵方面的话，学到的功课，我想主要还是信心的问题。那我不得不承认，我那几天担心过于信心啊。我想真的是信心不是嘴巴上说说而已，真的要在危机中得到考验。我觉得我在这方面还有很大的成长的空间。好，谢谢。
Hi, I'm Jeffrey, and so this week we were in Haiti. We had a program for the kids at the school where we sang songs and played games and did some crafts. And we also went to feed the hungry people in a different village, in a poorer village, and. I think that was probably my favorite day. On Tuesday, we had food and then we drove like 30 minutes to a village and then we passed out food to everyone. And I really liked it because everyone was so thankful for getting food. And then it just, I don't know, I was really touched by how I guess how thankful they were, and yeah, it made me I don't know, it was just really great to see them like thank us with like all their heart. The part about this trip that will stick with me the most is on the second day when we went to the feeding on Tuesday, it was the second village that we went toAnd we had brought a truck full of food to hand out to some of the poor people in the community. But when we pulled up to the gates and we saw how many people were lined up waiting for the food, we immediately thought that we did not bring enough. We didn't want to turn anybody away. We didn't want anyone to leave empty-handed or hungry. And there was this one lady who was standing outside trying to get in, but she didn't have a ticket. They wouldn't let her in because you needed a ticket to get the food.And she was an older lady, and she just kept begging to come in, and they just said, you know, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. And just, you know, the line started to dwindle, but so did the food, and then finally we got down to the last bag, and there was nobody left in line. And the guy who was watching the door went to the line, and he picked up that last bag of food, and he went out to the gate, and he gave it to that lady that was waiting outside. It was such a special moment for our team. Everybody was crying, a lot of emotions. But it seemed like at that moment, God was telling us, I am enough for these people, that I care for every single one of these people, even the ones that you didn't account for, even the ones who weren't supposed to be there, that God provided for all of them. He cared for every single one. I think that moment will stay with me forever.
So what did I do in Haiti? I helped out with the food distribution, with skits and playing with the kids, and really tried to be as useful as I could, sometimes more within the team than outside the team, just tried to be, just do as much as I could to support our group. Lessons learned.I think there was a lot of, we had some troubling moments in Haiti, and I tried to look at the situation from all sides and try and see how we could best overcome the problems we had. It was pretty demoralizing for a lot of people. Mm. I felt like we really made a difference being there. I thought the love that we showed those kids and the people...between handing out food and some of the greatest moments I thought were playing with the kids, the relationships that were formed was just very touching to me. So I think that was a great lesson. I think there was a lot of learning by the team, by myself, just the grace of God, how many times he showed himself with the handing out the food and the last bag going to the last person. And the joy of that last person to receive the last bag was just It was just an amazing thing to witness, and it really touched my heart.
Yeah, no, this is the first mission trip I took in a long time where I work with a huge team, not just the people going, but the amount of support that I received. And when I got there, I noticed, I learned even more about, you know, my role in society of supporting those that are older than me, those that are in better, more need of me. I'm fortunate enough and blessed at this point to have a stable job and be able to support myself. And a lot of times I could get sidetracked as in putting myself as the first priority. And I'm glad that I am in a position that I could serve others, you know, buy gifts for others with Christmas coming up. And even more so when I see villages with people around my age, or different cities with people around my age, putting their needs, other people's needs before theirs, regardless of the situation that they're in themselves. That means I have to step it up myself even more so. And there's so many people supporting me, and I just hope that I could support them in that same way even more so.
An experience in Haiti that touched me very deeply and has had a lasting impact on me was when we went to the village and we visited a little boy who was very sick because he was very dehydrated because he lost a lot of fluid. He vomited and had diarrhea. And from just what I learned in nursing school, I just whispered to Cherry and I told her, oh, isn't it just we give water and some IV fluids? And she said, yes, but it's just not easily accessible in Haiti. And that was very eye-opening to me and it kind of just broke my heart. And I just felt so at a loss to help. And it just exposed me to a problem that we are not familiar with in the U.S. And after this experience, it helped me to recognize needs outside of the U.S. and how I can better help and solve those problems and how to be better.
Okay, so going to Haiti, you know, the mission and the vision of our team and the ministry why we were going was really just to make worshipers of God, and we really wanted to make disciples of God. And so I think one of the things that stood out to me most when we went there is we had the assumption that because we were going to a Christian school or organizations run by Christians, that the kids there, the students there, the staff there, that they were generally Christians. And we were hoping that we could help them develop a deeper relationship with God. But as time went on, we started to realize that these people, they would say that they, if you asked them if they love Jesus, they would say, yes, I love Jesus. But when we brought up the concept of sin, you know, they would deny it and they would say, no, I'm not a sinner. And so that really stood out to me because it just really meant that these people just really needed the gospel. And they really, what we really wanted to push forward was, you know, God's salvation over their lives. And so towards the end of our trip, we started to cater a little bit more to them towards the gospel. We simplified our ministry there, our program, and just solely focused on who Jesus was, what he did on the cross for them. And the response was great. You know, some of the kids during the altar call ended up giving their lives to the Lord. And at that point, you have to believe that God's grace is amazing enough to capture them at that time. And that they truly are, you know, part of the kingdom now. So if I had to say one thing that I want to give to everybody as a reminder is that in Haiti, you know, the gospel really is, it's a life or death situation. It's urgent. And God loves Haiti. He loves the world. And we need to keep praying for Haiti.
我不知道大家看到的那个video，看到那个听了见证，大家有什么感受？
I don't know how you feel after listening to the testimony and watching the videos.
我看这个video，第一个感觉哇，海地天好蓝呢。
My first reaction was how blue the sky was in Haiti.
没有雾霾呀。There's
no smogs pollution.
第二个感受就是听他们见证，觉得真的是施比受更有福。And
then my second thought is that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
第三个感受就是真的都是神在做的。And
my third thought is it's all the work of God.
我们所有的所摆上真的就只是五饼二鱼。What
we can offer is just five loaves and two fish.
真的就是神的器皿了。
So we are but the vessels of God.
那个流入恩典的渠道。
And also channels of His blessings.
我应该是在这里做点所谓的总结啊。
I'm supposed to give conclusion here.
但是我想他们那个他们的那个弟兄姊妹在海地所做的一切是是最响亮的总结。
So, but
最深刻的总结。
I'm sure their testimony is actually the most adequate conclusion.
我想今天因为正好也是我们今年的最后一个主日。
And today is also the last Sunday of this year.
我们这个主日能够结束在关于宣教的方面，我想是很好的一个结束。
So it would be, it's really nice that we can conclude this year, talking about mission.
大概一个月前。
About a month ago.
我们家有去参加一个家庭更新的退休会。
My family went to a retreat for the family.
那个讲员弟兄他讲他自己的见证了。
And then one of the speakers there gave up his personal testimony.
讲到他信主之前是如何的失败。
He talked about how, what a failure he was before he was a Christian.
在他所做的一切事情呢，他都是失败。
So everything he did before he was a Christian was a failure.
到一个地步，有一次他住在一个旅馆，九层楼的，他想要，他有里面有个我想撒旦的声音，就要他就你就跳出去算了。
So up to a point that one day he was living in a hotel, the ninth floor for hotel, and then there was a voice, probably from Satan, just to urge him to jump off the floor.
他真的把窗子打开。
So he actually opened his window.
他人也站出去了。
And then he stood up on the balcony.
前面还有一个小像个小没有围栏的小凉台一样的。
So there was
窗外。
There was like a little balcony outside of the window.
放把椅子在上面，他坐在椅子上。
He actually took a chair on the balcony and sat on the balcony.
然后他的大脑就命令他跳下去。
And his brain commanded him to jump off.
他的身体有这样，他的身体也有这样的反应。
See, his body actually leaned forward.
突然不知道从哪里，说是迟那时快，飞来一只鸽子。
But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a dove.Flew by a pigeon flew by.
那个速度非常快，那个翅膀都打到他的脸了。
And it was in such a high speed that the wings actually flapped and then touched his face.
我想人的自然的反应啊，他就是要躲让，他整个人就往后仰。
So out of natural reaction, he just leaned backwards.
因为他就连人带椅子翻回他自己的房间。
So he just fell back with the chair back to his room.
所以这个时候他进来回到他跌到自己房间，他就在那里痛哭。
So after he fell back to his room, he just wept.
因为他说我真是个失败的人。
He just cried and cried. I'm such a failure.
因为我想自杀都失败了。
I cannot even commit suicide successfully.
多年以后，这位讲员他信主了。
Many years later, he became a Christian.
有次他读圣经读到，大家知道耶稣那个在约旦河受浸。
And then he read about Jesus getting baptized in the River Jordan.
那主从水里起来的时候。
And then as Jesus rose from the water,
圣灵像鸽子一样降到他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove.
有声音从天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And there's a voice from heaven says, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased.
圣灵就突然开这位讲员弟兄的眼。
And then the Holy Spirit all of a sudden opened the eyes of this speaker.
就让他想他多年前他有那个鸽子的经历。
And he remembered many years ago he had an experience with the stuff.
那真的知道哦，看见的真的人都是我们真的是神的儿女。
And then he got to see we are children of God.
是他所喜悦的。
And we are the one that he is pleased with.
是他所爱的。
And we are the beloved.
每一位。
Every one of us.
世上的每一位。
Everyone in this world.
因为神爱世人。
Because God loves the world.
就不论是最小的。
Even the least,
最卑微的
the most humble one,
就我们电视，我们刚才影片上所看到的
like the one we just saw in the video,
神都爱
God loves them.
我们刚才那个 Eric 弟兄也有引用，在腓立比书二章第五节那边有提到
and also brother Eric just mentioned about Philippians chapter 2.
教导我们要当以基督的心为心
that we ought to have the mind of Christ.
基督的心是什么呢
What is the mind of Christ?
真的就是爱世人。
Is that he loves the world?
爱到一个地步。
He loves the world to the point.
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He does not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
诚心谦卑顺服。
But he obeyed and became humble.
为我们死就死在十字架上。
He died for us, death on the cross.
这就是神的心。
And that is the heart of God.
他爱世上的一切的人。
He loves everyone in this world.
爱到一个地步为他们死了。
To a point that he's willing to die for them.
那么现在就在于我们了。
Now it's up to us.
我们有没有这样的心？
Do we have such a mind?
也愿意像耶稣那样。
That we're willing to be like Jesus.
爱周遭其他的人。
To love everyone around us.
另外啊，这个我想我们常常教会会有这个宣那个宣，胆先长先的人出去。
Yes, we oftentimes have mission teams to send out.
我们也有自己在做，我们也有自己传福音。
And also, we have gospel meetings locally.
我们会讲到很多。
And we talk a lot.
我们会讲到神是爱。
We talk about God's love.
我们讲到神会赐平安。
That God will give peace.
给我们喜乐，给我们这样那样的福分。
God will give us joy and all kinds of blessings.
你信主以后，家庭是怎么样的和乐和睦？
After you become a Christian, there will be harmony in your family.
神在你家中做了这样当然的神迹奇事。
God can perform all kinds of miracles in your family.
但是我想有一点是我们不能忽略的。
But I think one thing we have neglected.
就是我们不能忽略的。
That we cannot neglect.
就是我们一定要提到罪的问题。
That we have to talk about sin.
我们一定要提到救恩。
We have to talk about salvation.
像刚才 Eric 弟兄讲的，要提到十字架。
Just like Brother Eric mentioned, we have to talk.
因为当我们跟福音朋友们传福音的时候
，because when we share the gospel,
很多人他们可能觉得比我们更有爱。
Probably there are people who are more loving than us.
很多人他可能觉得其实他们活得也很有喜乐。
Some people will have joy.
可能也很有平安。
And they have peace too.
甚至在这世上比我们更发达。
And they probably have more prosperity than us.
他不需要这样的福音。
They don't need this kind of gospel.
但圣经让我们知道。
But then from the Bible we know.
人人都是罪人。
Everyone is a sinner.
都需要救赎。
We all need a savior.
都需要救赎。
We all need savior.
所以在我们传福音的时候。
So as we share the gospel.
必须要提到关于罪的问题。
We have to talk about sin.
一定要讲到耶稣的十字架。
We have to talk about the cross of the Christ.
大家知道那个斯布珍弟兄所谓讲道王子。
We know about Brother Spurgeon.
讲道王子的。
He's the prince of preachers.
他的神借着他的讲道那个祝福了很多很多的人。
God has blessed many people through his preaching.
他曾经说过他的所有的神学思想，他的一切的信息，可以用六个中文字来总结。
That he has mentioned that.All of his messages and his theology can be summarized in one statement.
就是耶稣为我死过。
That Jesus died for me.
我想这六个字啊，就讲到人是罪人。
So this statement implies that we are all sinners.
需要被救赎。
We need to be saved.
然而没有人能够救赎我们。
But yet no one can save us.
也没有人能够救我们，愿意救我们。
And no one is qualified and no one is willing.
那神的儿子来呢？
But only the Son of God.
他愿意。
He is willing.
他成为人的样式。
He became a man.
因为他为我们死过。
And he has died for us.
而且是死在十字架上。
Even death on the cross.
成就了救恩。
To accomplish the salvation.
这就是我们的福音。
And that is our gospel.
这就是我们需要传讲的。
And this is something we ought to share and preach.
所以不论我们去哪里
，So wherever we go，
不论你是去海地还是去中国，去任何地方
，Where you go to Haiti or China or anywhere，
或甚至就是向你的街坊邻居传讲
，Or even to share gospel with your neighbors，
我们一定要讲到十字架。
We need to mention about the cross。
为什么需要有十字架
？Why the cross？
为什么人需要十字架
？Why do we need the cross？
那另外那个我们刚读的腓立比这也教导我们。
And also the book of Philippians that we just read.
提到腓立比教会是一个从头一天一直到如今都同心合意兴旺福音。
That the church at Philippi they participated in the gospel since the first day.
我们知道腓立比教会是一个真的是一个非常好的教会。
We all know that the church at Philippi is a very good church.
可以实在是一个成为我们 SVC 的一个好榜样。
It can be a model for SVCA.
这个教会从建立的一开始
，So from the first day on，
他们就传福音，也兴旺福音。
They share the gospel.
他们也在各方各面来支持宣教士，比如保罗。
And they have supported missionaries like Paul.
一而再在财务上奉献。
Once again, they supported missionaries financially.
他们也差派同工去看顾、去支持扶持保罗。
They also sent co-workers to support Paul.
这是他们所做的。
And this is what they've done.
实在是一个很好的榜样。
They're such a good example.
我们基督徒得救以后
，So Christians after we're saved.
用圣经上的比喻，就像进到那个方舟啊，就是。
And the Bible describes us if we have entered into the ark.
上了一条船。
So we got on the ship.
这个船可以是游轮。
So this could be a cruise.
我不知道这边我们大家有没有上过游轮？游轮你在上面可以享受一切丰富的供应。
I don't know if you've been on a cruise before, but you on a cruise you get to enjoy all the abundance.
每天都是 buffet.
You get to eat buffet every single day. All you can eat every single meal.
你可以你尽你所能的吃。
You can eat all you want.
尽你可能的享受。
And enjoy all you want.
也有人服侍你。
And then the people serving you.
尽他所能来讨你的喜悦。
And they try all means to please you.
你可以在享上就是欢喜快乐。
So you can enjoy.
你不用想到船外面还有很多人没有上船。
So you don't have to worry. There are people outside of the ship who didn't get on the ship.
那就在过你的欢喜快乐的日子。
So you just enjoy your days on the ship.
那这条船
，and then this ship
也可以是一艘战舰。
It could be also a warship.
所以在船上的人要有使命。
And then everyone on the ship will have a mission.
有托付。
And they have a commission.
是要出去为主征战的。
Because they are there to fight for the Lord.
是要为主赢回灵魂的。
And they are to win souls for the Lord.
愿早上圣灵来感动我们。
May the Holy Spirit move our hearts this morning.
也让我们问每个人自己，我们是在什么样的一条船上
？So we can ask ourselves what kind of ship we are in.
我们只不过是在游轮上的一个旅客呢
？Are we just a tourist on the cruise ship，
还是战舰上耶稣的战士
？Or we are a fighter on the warship。
很感谢主啊，这次主带着16位弟兄姊妹去海地短宣。
We praise the Lord for leading 16 brothers and sisters to Haiti for short-term mission。
特别感谢不一样的，这次不光只是年轻人了。
And what I'm thankful is that the team doesn't just consist of young people。
也超过将近一半人是那个已经成婚的。如果我们用成婚来衡量的话。也算是成人吧，就是。
And then more than about half of the members are actually married.
我们看他们最后一个那个影片，他们的见证，看弟兄姊妹，你会发现，他们在他们做的，因为这样的原因，是真的有限。
So from the video and testimony, we can see what they can do is actually limited.
但是你会发现，神在他们里面，在他们每个人自己身上是做的，其实更多。
But it seems like God has accomplished even more within their hearts.
好像他们是出去给的。
As if they went out to give.
其实最蒙福的还是这些给的呢。
But actually, the givers are the most blessed.
当然，在整个这个宣教过程中，也有全教会弟兄姊妹所有的摆上。
And also throughout the process, brothers and sisters at church also participated.
祷告、参与、服侍。
Prayers, participations, and then fundraising.All kinds of service.
感谢主，这是真的是我们教会要一起来做的。
We praise the Lord because our whole church participated.
今年就过去了。
So now this year is about to end.
你想去了也没办法去了。
you can't go on to another mission now.
2016马上就来了。
But year 2016 is about to come.
至于宣教，我们应该怎么样去做？
So how should we proceed about missions?
我想长子团队一定需要有很多的祷告啊。
I'm sure the MED group needs to have a lot of prayers.
我真的是，其实全教会都需要有很多祷告。
And then actually, the whole church need to pray.
那我们要祷告神，让神来告诉我们到底我们在宣教的事上，我们应该怎么样做？
So we need to pray for God to tell us how we can proceed with missions.
我们能够做什么
？And what we can do.
我们需要做什么
？Or what we need to do.
我们的宣教工厂到底在哪里
？And where are our mission fields?
还是海地吗？还是在夏威夷
？Is it still Haiti or Hawaii?
Or somewhere else?
Or somewhere else?
或者别的什么地方？我们还是只是我们把我们的注意力放在向中国人宣教吗？
So do we still focus on evangelizing the Chinese?
或者还有其他的种族
？Or other races?
还是我们只是注意在一个地方吗？还是很多很多的地方
？Do we focus on one area or many areas?
我们只是短宣吗？还是也可以有点中宣或者长宣
？Do we only focus on short-term mission or mid-term or long-term missions?
我想真的需要神来开我们众人的眼。
The Lord, we need the Lord to open our eyes.
是我们可以有战略性的眼光，有国度的胸怀。
So that we can have a strategic views and we can have a kingdom heart.
能够真知道、真明白神在我们 SVCA 的托付是什么。
So that we can understand God's commission at SVCA.
所以我们可以很好的来预备我们的资源。
So that we can better prepare our resources.
能好让神来用。
That can be used by God.
我想最近节假日有很多人可能出门滑雪之类的。
Now during holiday seasons, a lot of people go on trips or skiing.
我想我们出门在外的常常光顾的一家餐馆就叫 In and Out.
So when we go out, we like to go visit a restaurant In and Out.
不仅因为那个我想那个餐馆的老板是基督徒，我们去支持他。
It's not because the owner of In-N-Out Burgers is Christian, so we want to support them.
你会发现每次去的时候，在我会发，我每次去就发现都是门庭若市。
So every time I go, the stores are always packed.
都找不到位置坐。
And then we couldn't even find seats.
那你发现他的那个菜单呢是很简单。
And then you notice that they have very simple menus.
一二三步。
Just a 1, 2, 3.
大概就四样 hamburger 大概。
They have about 4 types of combinations.
他不像麦当劳那么多 choice.
Then their menu is not like McDonald's. McDonald's offers a lot of choices.
但没有一样好吃的。
But yet, they offer nothing good.
但是In and Out不一样，它就四样。
But In and Out is different. They only offer 4 types.
它每一样都好吃。
But every single one tastes good.
我讲这个就也许这是可以对我们一个提醒，就是
Maybe that could serve as a reminder for us.
我们不一定要做很多
That we don't have to do a lot of things.
我们不一定要做很杂
We don't have to have all kinds of fancy stuff.
但在主里面，我们一定要做好
But something that we have to do well.
要忠于主给我们的一切的托付
And then that we have to be faithful to God's commission.
2016年教会的主题会是在灵后3:17，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
So the theme of year 2016 is actually from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. Wherever the Spirit is, there is liberty.
愿主的灵来告诉我们，也来引领我们在如何宣教。
So may the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord tell us and lead us how to go on missions.
愿在2016年
May the year 2016.
让圣灵的行转在 SVCA 成为实际。
So that the acts of the Holy Spirit will become reality at SVCA.
我们低头有一个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
你已经把你的大使命托付给你的教会。
Because you have commissioned the great commission to your church.
也托付给每一位你的儿女。
And also to every single one of your children.
现在就在于我们每一个人如何来回应。
Now it's up to us how to respond to it.
谢谢你，你为过去借着这16位弟兄姊妹，把你的福音带到海地那个地方。
Lord, we want to thank you for in the past month through 16 brothers and sisters, you send you share the gospel with the people.
感谢主，他们把自己的时间、他们的精力、他们的能力拿出来为你所用。
We thank you that they have offered up their money and their time and their energy.
你也看见真是对当地带来影响，带来带去祝福。
We can all see that it has brought blessings and impact to them.
借着这些弟兄姊妹所做的，我们向你献上感谢。
We praise you for what these brothers and sisters have done.
当我们在这里再来仰望你的前面的带领的时候
，Lord, as we are looking upon you for the guidance.
求圣灵真实做工在我们的教会。
May the Holy Spirit work in our church.
真让我们知道你在宣教的事上，你要我们你的对教会的引领是什么。
So that we can know that your guidance for us in missions.
你的心意是什么？你的旨意是什么
？And your will and your heart.
让全教会一起来摆上。
So that the entire church will participate.
使我们教会真的可以成为一个给的教会。
So that our church can become a giving church.
使你在我们中间的所有的祝福。
So that all the blessings that you have already given us,
因着教会的顺服能够流露出去。
So through our obedience can outflow from us,
可以成为影响这个世代、影响我们这个周、我们这个环境的教会。
So that we can become a church that will impact our community and this generation.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done, Lord.
愿你的名得了荣耀。
May your name be exalted.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank and praise in Jesus' name.